Hello everyone, it is me, Quentin Hyde, and welcome to another episode of the Quentin Hyde Podcast. I have a pretty funny episode, or at least I like this one a lot for you today. And it is a bunch of little secrets that are not exactly secrets, but they're weird enough to the extent that I don't really tell them to people. But today, I am actually gonna tell them to you, and you're gonna think, huh, that is interesting, because they're all pretty strange. So hey, sit back. Or, I don't know, it's a podcast, so you might be doing something. That's the whole point of a podcast. So, and let's go, and we're getting into the first one, which is immediately a pretty good one, which is that I, Quentin, believe that I can control the weather. And now you're probably like, excuse me? And I really hope you had that reaction, because that to me is like the funniest thing. I was actually over at a friend's house yesterday, and it was raining, and her boyfriend was also there. And I was just like, oh, I'll just make it like stop raining. Because she's aware that I believe that I can influence the weather. And he's just like, how exactly are you going to do that? And she just goes, yeah, he thinks he can control the weather. And he just looks at me and he goes, and you're serious about that? I'm like, uh-huh. And he's like, you believe out of everyone in the world, you're the one that controls the weather? And I was like, no, that would be ridiculous. So if you're thinking that, allow me to explain. I believe in the paranormal. And I believe in the power of like human mind and human soul, like, you know, manifestation kind of stuff as well. And I believe that I have the ability to influence the weather around me in my area if I choose to do so. But it's not always like 100% because it's like hard and everything. And now you're thinking like, where the hell does this come from? I'll explain. You see, what was the year? I think it was 2017. My whole family and friend groups, we all just had like this little running gag that whenever I would go outside, it would start to rain. Because the reason is it actually happened. Like whenever I would go outside, it would start to rain. Whenever I'd come back inside, it would stop raining. To the extent that there was even this day where I was just like, oh, I still lived at home at the time. And I was just like, I'm gonna leave and I'm gonna go to the gym. And like the moment I said that, like a few minutes later, it started to rain. Then I was just like, oh, you know what? Never mind. I'll skip today. I'm not going outside. And it stopped. And we were all just like, oh my god, this is very interesting. Because, you know, we already had that inside joke. And I was just like, okay, you know what? I'll just quickly go to the gym now that it's dry. Now it's not raining. And like a few minutes later, as I was grabbing my jacket, it started to rain again. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm making the decision. Not going anymore. This is getting annoying. I don't want to go out there and have it rain. It stopped raining again. And I was just like, okay, you know what? Before anything happens, I grabbed my jacket. I went outside. I think I still had a moped at the time. No, there's no way I took a moped because I lived like a few blocks from there. Did I take my moped for a few blocks? I am the laziest guy in the world. I can recall using a moped. Anyway, I went there and I left the street or something and it started raining again. And I would go inside into the gym. It would stop raining. I would go back, start raining, would get back home, stop raining. It happened all the time. Literally to the extent that when I lived in Amsterdam that year for half a year, there was like rain for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks on, like nonstop rain. And one time this weekend, I went back to my hometown where I live right now, Groningen. And I took the train and I literally left Amsterdam. And one of my friends jokingly texted me, haha, lol, did you just leave the city or something? Because we finally have like a clearing of the rain after like a month of rain. And I like Snapchatted her back like, I'm literally in the train and I just left. So I was just like, because during that year, I was immeasurably unhappy. I think I was sad 90% of the time. It was genuinely a bad year, which is funny because even if you look back at my videos, you still see me be all jolly and funny. But I was sad like 90% of the time. It was not a great year for me. And then I thought, whenever I had to go outside, I would most likely have to do something that I didn't choose to do because I wanted to stay inside all the time. So I would get extra sad having to leave. And I thought, what if my emotions just help and manifest the weather? And then I started to experiment on that, where I was like, what if I, like, with the intention of changing the weather, send, like, positive thoughts? And positive thoughts are not necessarily, to me, like, your definition of good weather, because what most people think is good weather is, like, warm and sunny, which I despise. What I do like, though, is no wind and no rain. And I was just like, whenever I had like this thing where whenever I tried that, I felt like it would clear up the rain. And whenever I would send my sad thoughts into the sky, like rain would happen. And if I were to have like a lot of rumble in my mind, there would be a lot of wind. Now, obviously, as an agnostic person, I can never tell you that this is 100% the truth, because there is no 100%. Like, I believe 100% doesn't exist. Even right now, if I'm saying, I cannot fully tell you that I'm Quentin Hyde, because I might be an elderly woman who's lying in a hospital, who's having a stroke, and imagining my whole life. I find that unlikely, but I can't rule out the very small possibility. So 100% to me never exists, keep that in mind. But I feel like that I have the ability to influence the weather, but I just don't know how to use it. So there you go, that's my weird, first little weird secret that I don't really tell people, that's probably gonna make you go, huh, that is strange. The second one is that I'm consistently building my future social media production team. And you're thinking, what does that mean? Well, I mean, it's never been a secret that I want to do content creation full time. And I'm slowly but surely more and more getting into that. And it's insane, it is amazing, it's scary and all of that. But obviously, all the good influencers out there, and like all good creators out there, they have a team. You just don't see them. But like Mr. Beast, for example, has like 20 people working behind the scenes. David Dobrik has people working behind the scenes. Those two are my main inspiration, so that's why I mentioned them. Pretty much all of them, like they have an editor or two editors, and they have a producer, and that one over there is doing like marketing, that one over there is doing like assistant stuff, all that kind of stuff. And I'm consistently building my team in my mind as I meet people. Like, for example, I'll literally be with a friend and I'll just be, and she'll, like, I have a friend in mind already who in my mind I'm like, oh, she would be a great producer. Because she seems to be great at like managing things, making stuff happen. And I'm just like, imagine in the future if I have like a great video idea. I hate production work, because production work literally means, oh, I need to have a location. Let's just call all of these places to ask if we can film there. I hate that. It's boring. So I would hire someone else to do that. I'm just like, she would be wonderful as someone who could just like do my production work. And like I'll meet other people and I'll just be like, ah, you are super funny. I would have you consistently be in my videos. And you know, all of that kind of stuff. Like I already have my team in my mind, but also changes over time as I discover more about people. And I'm just like, ah, like there have been people as well who have been like, you would be so good for this and this specific job, but you mentally would not be reliable for me to hire you, because like you'd have the possibilities, but I would, like, for example, know that this person would always call in sick, for example. I'm already hiring people for a team that doesn't exist yet in my mind, so the moment I have enough money to do so, I can do that. And obviously, a team gets built slowly over time, because, you know, you build your capital over time. You don't immediately get, like, 1,000, like, 100,000 a month just instantly like that. But I am building it up like that, and I think that's very funny, and people don't really know it that much. Like, there's a few people where you can guess, like, the way I would, quote-unquote, hire them. Like, obviously, my friend Jesper, I would hire him as talent. I would love for him to literally make a living. Because, like, he said that he enjoyed that idea, at least. To make a living, full-time, being in my videos, and, like, getting to take him onto, like, trips and everything. And he wouldn't have to do like anything around that, just like appear in my video, because he is an entertaining person. And like I'm building that team, and I think that's fun. That also brings me to the third one, which is I analyze what people think of the people that are in my videos. So you specifically, if you watch my main channel, Quentin Hyde, then I've analyzed what you specifically or like collectively think of people that aren't me that I get into my YouTube videos. Because here's the thing, YouTube shows you a lot of like statistics, but also like what parts get rewatched and what parts people leave the video or like skip or something. Like, you know, either skip ahead or like leave the video fully. I check that a lot, especially when I'm working with other people. So I always know what you collectively, like it seems to be pretty consistent, think of people that I have in my videos. Thing is though, I'll never tell anyone like what people think of them in videos, because I have had people in my videos who you genuinely seem to not enjoy. Where every time this person would speak, like 10% more of the video would just leave. Like I've had people in there every time they spoke like more than one sentence, like a little sentence was fine, but like more than one sentence, people dropped off. Every time this person spoke, gone, 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 gone. They would all leave. And I'm just like, okay, this means that I would either very limit that person's screen time or never have them in a video again. And limiting that person's screen time literally means that sometimes I have had people and I've had just like, I cut like 90% of everything they've said. That's not always the case because people wouldn't necessarily enjoy them in the videos because people that really aren't enjoying the videos aren't in the videos anymore. But it's also like, it's not always exactly why I cut people's lines because it's, I know for example very well how to have like the flow of a story going. Something that's interesting though, for example, is Jasper, who I've mentioned earlier, is the number one most liked person aside from me to be in my videos. Because I, you know, I do little surveys every now and again, like on Instagram stories, for example, like who would you want to see more in my videos? But also I look at what people think of whatever he says and I analyze, you know, comments, tweets, everything about him to see how much you enjoy people being in there. And he is the number one most liked guest star, I want to say. However, what is interesting, if he speaks more than like three lines without me saying something, people drop off. And this is not because they find him uninteresting, but it's because they're watching my videos. And he and I speak very differently. He speaks slower, but also quieter and with less what I call a vocal roller coaster. Vocal roller coaster is what I do a lot, where one second I can talk like this, and then I go like very like this, and it's like very quiet again. It's like very up, and it's like the tone. You know the tone. I vary a lot within the way I speak. Just like, you know what I just did? Speak. You know that kind of stuff. You're used to me being loud, fast, and having a lot of range in the way I speak, and he doesn't have that, which is not a problem, but when you watch me, you are expecting that. So I've noticed if he speaks like larger chunks of text without me speaking, people probably start to feel like it's not my video, or like they feel like it's not consistent to what I do, and they might skip ahead or leave. However, when I leave in his, like, when I focus primarily on his quips, like his fast humor that he does all the time, which makes our dynamic so interesting, that is when you guys start to rewatch those specific parts. Like, he gets rewatched a lot, for example, if I just, I speak like I'm like blah, 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 and then he goes in and he's like, snap, joke, funny. Then people are like, this is funny, rewatch, and he gets like a lot of, like, affection. No, it's not the word that I was looking for, but affection from the audience? No, that's not, I'm looking for a different word. Affirmation? No, it's not you know, you like him. You like him. You have, everyone seemed to like him. Also, fun fact, there are people that are never in my videos again, but mainly, like, actually, no. Yeah, no, there's literally only one person who I've said they can never appear in my videos again, but that's because this individual said very, very unsavory things on their own personal platform to the extent that I literally was like, I personally cannot stand for this. And I can also, like, if I have this person on ever again, not only will the entire content creation community start to dislike me, here in the Netherlands at least, but also just, like, it would hurt my brand, but also some, like, without, you know, it's hard to explain without telling everyone what this person said, but let's just say you would not enjoy knowing what this person has said publicly about people. It's very, very disrespectful. And then I was like, yeah, you know what? While this person was actually relatively liked in the videos, I'm just like, yeah, we're not doing that again. That feels bad to me personally, but also to my online brand, which, you know, is pretty much, it is me. I am my own online brand. I'm not like a different person in real life. So it's like a merger. So if it feels bad to me, it feels bad to the brand pretty much always. Next up, because I've spent way too much time on this one, I have blocked the Dutch word for cheese in my TikTok comments and in like all of my comments on every platform. And you're like, what? Why? Because here's the thing. There's a lot of younger Dutch people, like kids. Usually they are under 13, so they would be outliers in my target audience, which is fine because I have a lot of outliers and I love the outliers very much. But these kids for some reason think that random is funny. Let me tell you right now, it's like, I'm not a professional comedian, obviously, but comedy tip, random is not funny. Absurdism can be funny. Random is never funny. And the difference is literally like, absurdism is, for example, there's this one episode of South Park, I very much enjoy South Park, where there's a boy band, and people are like shocked, and they're like, wait, oh my god, they're not the boy band, they are, and then like their skin shreds open and out jump like these large crabs, and they're like, they're crab people. And that is absurdism, because it's so weird that you're like, what? And then it, like, to me, that twist and that absurdity, that was funny. But random is like me just like looking you in the eye right now and going, microwave. It's not funny. It's not funny. Because it's not a joke, you're just saying something. And there's tons, and I mean absolute tons of kids from the Netherlands who think it's funny to just go into your comments and randomly comment cheese. It's not funny. It's so not funny. And the thing is, I've like at some point I started getting a lot of comments that's literally like, huh, cheese, or like, huh, do you like cheese? Or they would go into like live streams and just go like, hey, can you say cheese? It's not funny. Here's the thing, it's not a rude joke. It's not a joke that makes you say, oh my god, how could you say that? It's just not a joke. It's genuinely not a joke. It's literally the same way as if I, like, if I can take that microwave metaphor again, as if literally every time you see me, I just go, haha, microwave. At some point, it would get annoying because it's not a joke. And if you position it as a joke, it just gets very cringy. And I started to hate that so much that at some point I was just like, I can't explain to everyone how this is not a joke and how no one literally will enjoy this ever and no one will go, huh, that's funny. So I just banned the whole word because you can ban words on pretty much all platforms. So I don't see them anymore. Whenever anyone literally has the word cheese in their comment, it disappears. It goes through a filter. I never see it. And genuinely, I haven't been as happy since. I mean, that was the wrong sentence, by the way. That didn't make any sense what I just said, but I like it. It's unfunny. So it's been banned. And that's a funny little, not really secret that I've never told. Then lastly, I do a lot of spiritual things such as magic, tarot, life regression, life regression, meditation, etc. I believe in the paranormal, like I said, agnostic, never 100%, etc., etc. Don't really have to go into that again, I think. But I really like that kind of stuff. I have tarot cards, I do tarot readings sometimes. I did live regression meditation a few days back. And I think that could be a whole other podcast episode, because I'm willing to tell you pretty much everything that happened. Live regression meditation is literally the idea of meditating and self-hypnosis to the extent that you go back to your previous lives. When you talk about like, what's it called? Reincarnation. I was gonna say regeneration, but that's not it. Reincarnation, you know, that basically means that every time you die, you get like reborn in a new life. And that meditation should allow you to see glimpses of previous lives. And I went into that pretty skeptically because it was like, a lot of people on TikTok were doing it. I'm like, I love TikTok. Please, TikTok, praise TikTok. But I was just like, I don't trust trends off of there to be realistic. But then I did it and some really crazy information and stuff started to happen. I started to like see things, hear things. Like I had like full on visions. It was insane. So it really shifted my mind to that extent. And I feel like, because I saw like five or six different visuals or like visualizations, I could make a whole podcast episode just telling you those. And I think it'd be very interesting to do so. Also, I believe in magic. I do, however, I believe in a lot of paranormal things, but I'm a very skeptic believer. What that, for example, means is I definitely believe in ghosts. But I believe 99.9% of ghost sightings aren't real. Because people who usually, like people who believe in ghosts, they see them everywhere. It's like, oh, I believe in ghosts. And then something falls over there. And they're like, oh, ghost, haunted. And it's just like, no. Most likely, that was not anything that was haunted. And that's the way I usually go about it. So the same way with like, I'm very fascinated by seeing people do witchcraft. I like the whole Wicca thing, or like witchcraft outside of Wiccan, or like chaos magic, all of that. I researched that. I think it's really cool. I do, however, think that a lot of people don't necessarily practice magic, or like they practice magic, but I don't necessarily think that their actions have the desired effect that they want to. Because I often see this kind of stuff where they're like, yeah, I did this spell, and within, like, this is an actual example, by the way. Within now and 10 years, this specific person will get hurt in this specific way. I've had someone tell me that. And I'm just like, within 10 years increases the odds of that happening just randomly, significantly. So here's the thing, it might work, absolutely, but I'm a skeptic believer. So I'm always a little bit like, I'm never gonna be like, oh yeah, that is 100% gonna be the case. Which is funny, because people who believe in magic, they're like, it only works if you believe in it 100%. Which is funny, because I don't believe in that specific phrase. I believe that your belief system should really come from out, like, your own mind and your own, like, energy. But you're not required to 100% believe in it. Because I feel like 100% believing is impossible. Which is funny, because chaos magic, I'm dropping some stuff on you now, I'm dropping the Wikipedia on you now. But chaos magic, and being a chaot is what they call it, literally means no belief is consistent, and your beliefs should change consistently for you as a person based on what you see works and doesn't. And I think that is awesome. I think that is a great belief system. To just really go like, yeah, whenever I see it works for me, I believe that. Whenever I see that doesn't really do anything, I won't believe it, but I'll always have like an open enough mind to start believing something that I haven't believed yet, or to stop believing into something that I believed in when I'm presented with new evidence or information that works for me. I think that is awesome. And I've really started to adopt this mindset too, also in a personal way, because I found it very, I had a very unyielding mind, to the extent that taking in new information when it contrasted something that I believed in, not necessarily paranormal, I would just dismiss it. And the thing is, it's not necessarily a shame that I did that, because it's 99% of people who do that. If you tell someone who believes in something like, ah, I have evidence right here that that's not the case, they're just gonna be like, no, you actually don't. It's the same way with people who, for example, are scared of the 5G internet network. There's, I think, like 2,000 like researches by radiologists that say no problem, and there's like 4 that'll say, oh yeah, there's a problem. And people who believe there's a problem, they'll literally go, oh, didn't you see those four studies, and completely forget about the whole 2,000 others. Same way for the people who said vaccines cause autism. There was one dude who said that was the case, and thousands who said that was not the case. As a matter of fact, the guy who said that was the case, his whole research was like flawed and like wrong, and he also lost like his whole license. He lost his entire psychology license. Was he a psychologist? Well, he had a license. He lost that completely, got completely shunned out of the whole community because he was just so wrong about it. But people who right now still believe in that, they're like, yeah, you see, he said that. But then they go like, and ignore the whole thousands of other information that says that it's not the case. And a lot of people do this, and I know that it's a human trait to do so, and it's tremendously difficult to overcome that. And I'm definitely not there yet. I'm consistently trying to have like an open enough mind that whenever I get presented with new information, even though it contrasts what I believed in, if it's like actual strong information, because I will of course analyze it. Like, it's not like someone will send me like one freaking Blogspot page or something. I'm just like, oh, got it, believe that fully now. Obviously, I'm gonna look at where the information comes from, who said it, was there any actual research, and then I can look for myself and see and analyze whether or not that is gonna change my belief system. And I'm actually very proud of myself for being able to do this, because a few years ago, heck, the beginning of this year, I would not have been able to do so. And I think it's a good personal growth, and I have no idea how we started talking about this in the haha funny secret episode. It's probably because I was talking about the paranormal stuff, right? I don't understand how we got here. Anyway, those were my funny little secrets that probably made you say, huh, I would love to know what you think. You can either tweet me at Quinton Hyde if you're listening to this on like Spotify or something. If you're seeing this on YouTube, you can also leave a comment. I typically read all of them, and Twitter, I don't have a lot of followers, so I get all of my tweets, so it's fun. Thank you so much for being here on this fun episode. I like this episode a lot, actually, and I would love to see you next time. Bye-bye.